Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
We sued them in the Supreme Court of Queensland for a number of things. Breach of contract, harassment, bullying, deceit, defamation, because they, on multiple occasions, sort of defamed me in the public media, sort of issuing statements that implied that I was a bully and I was this terrible, like, horrible person. It really harmed my reputation. And we sued them as well for, like, you know, the sort of mental harm I've suffered and the toll it's taken on me personally. Like, I had to withdraw from my courses this semester because I could no longer keep up with my studies because of the pressure. So, you know, I fell all behind on my studies. I'm trying to go to the court to regain my right to free speech on campus. And I believe, you know, an independent court of law will see that this entire process from start to finish, it was corrupt. It violates my right to speak freely as an Australian citizen. We're trying to, you know, draw a line in the sand here and fight back because it is such an important case when it comes to, you know, protecting our democratic values in Australia.
That was going to be my next question. So you're currently appealing your suspension from the university. What do you think are your chances?
I believe we'll win in the court, the Supreme Court, because while, like, the internal bodies at UQ, they're controlled by UQ, when it comes to the independent courts, you know, these are independent bodies, these are free from outside influence, and so I believe that an independent judge, when reviewing the case, will see that I've been treated unfairly and that I've been bullied by my university and that actually threatened my safety on a number of occasions by sort of, like, refusing to protect me when these death threats came in. I think an independent court of law will see that I've done nothing wrong. I believe a court of law will exonerate me, declare UQ's whole, like, sort of show trial null and void. I believe I'll be restored as a UQ student. And I you know, I believe a case must be made that the university owes these damages because, I guess, the university, it doesn't care about the safety of students, clearly. It doesn't care about its reputation. It doesn't care about, you know, democratic values. It seemingly is the case that the university only cares whatsoever about money. And if the university only cares about money, well, we'll hit them where it hurts. We'll hit them in the hip pocket.
Let's talk a bit about your background. So you come from a Greek Cypriot family.
Yeah, Greek Cypriot family. My grandfather, Andreas, he's originally Andreas Thermofoklis. He changed his last name when he came to Australia in the 60s. He's from Araripu, a town on the outskirts of Larnaca. And, you know, in his family, there are a number of, like, sort of fighters for the first iteration of EOCA that was fighting against British rule in Cypress, fighting for Cyprus Cypriot independence. And on my mother's side, the Christou side, I have a great-grandfather who fought for Greece in World War II, and he was actually captured at Thessaloniki in Greece by the Nazis, and he was interred in a prisoner of war camp in Austria until the end of the war when he escaped. You know, I've got a great background of, like, you know, Greek Cypriot, like, freedom fighters, really. And, like, you know, I look up to them so much, my family and my history and stuff. I've visited Cyprus on one occasion, and it's a beautiful country, and I really absolutely loved going there. I'm rapt that we've brought so much attention to these important issues, because ultimately I am, like, sort of a human rights activist. I try and be, you know, like, my family heroes, like, you know, the freedom fighters and stuff like that who gave everything trying to fight for freedom. I want to be like that, and so I'm really proud and so happy that it's been international and that we've brought so much attention to this.
SBS Greek did contact the University of Queensland for comment. A spokesperson for the institution said that the university could not comment on an individual student matter.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.